This letter was originally sent to Whistler's mayor and council, and is republished with the author's permission. I previously reached out to inform you about the poor condition of the bike lanes on the highway, which remain filled with crud this winter. This ongoing issue forces cyclists to dangerously navigate within the main highway lanes, where large fossil cars and trucks frequently travel at speeds exceeding 80 km per hour. I gained insight as to why the bike lanes are consistently filled with crud when I found myself biking behind a highway cleaning truck. Despite minimal snow on the road, the truck's blade was actively displacing dirt and rocks into the bike lane, directly creating the problem. This observation leads me to ponder whether the truck driver, operating one of the largest fossil-fueled vehicles allowed on the highway, considers the impact on cyclists striving to achieve the municipality's climate objectives. This concern extends to the municipality's commitment to reducing vehicular reliance. Just this morning, I saw three large municipal trucks, each with only one occupant, pass by on the highway. It appears that neither these municipal workers, the mayor and council, nor the extensive and costly roster of attendees at the recent Transport Advisory Group meeting seem to be aware of the bike lane conditions, judging by the atrocious state they are in. I urge you to take decisive action to address this issue. The current state not only discriminates against low-income individuals, but also against those consciously opting for more sustainable transportation methods. Eddie Dearden, Whistler.